Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
26 past 9, Sky Sports Radio. Danny Williams got a couple nommed for the highway handicap. He makes the trip down and wins those regularly. With me now. Morning, Danny.
Good morning, Cozzy. Good morning, listeners.
Now, you got three nommed for the highway. A couple of last winners here, Bryden May, Chewbacca and Hemily on Saturday. Prospectively, how many will go around?
Oh, look, well, the three will go around, Cozzy. All three. They've been pretty much set for this race. I guess Bryden May coming off a win here at Goulburn. You know, after that bit of a confidence boost, 1400, it looked an ideal race for her. She's a free bowling race, so type of horse. So, yeah, it should suit up well. And a horse like Chewbacca, who, you know, has got untapped ability, he's certainly one of my better ones. And Hermel, I think he was a few of the tipsters' black booker after his last run, making good ground up where on a day that they weren't making ground up.
Now, Danny, I want to have a yarn with you because the country championships, you've got to have your horses on paper basically by the 1st of September. First question, Kopi Luwak, what's happening there?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, Kopi Luwak tore a tendon, the opposite tendon to that he had done before. And look, it's very unlikely that, given the state of the injury, that more than likely come back. So we're still up in the air deciding his fate with June Baker at this stage.
How often do you see that go in one leg? You get them right and then they go on the other. They must favour the other one a bit more. What do you think?
Oh, look, Ned, look, it's hard to say. More cases than most, that's exactly right. In his case, I think it was just bad luck. You know, we took every precaution to try and keep him right. He was sort of a little bit rushed going into the Kosciuszko, and I think that when you're rushing, you tend to run into trouble.
Gee, you got so near but yet so far, and he's got so much ability.
Yeah, look, he's very untapped. When he won here at Goulburn, the horse could barely walk. He bruised his feet that bad that we had to turn him out after that. You know, it was miraculous to see him win here, given the circumstances. Very, very untapped.
Now, Danny, for the country championships, you've really got a plan with this to meet the qualifications. You don't want too many runs under your belt, but you've got to get enough wins and prize money on board. It's a sort of suck-it-and-see situation, isn't it?
Well, it is, Cozzy. We plan for this quite a long way ahead. You know, as far back as the last championship race, we're sort of starting to pencil in what type of horse we need and what sort of horses we're going to be aiming at. A lot of our horses, you know, a good example of that was Coupe de Main on Saturday at Rose Hill. Wasn't ideal that we ran him in that race. It was just that the circumstances forced us to run when he wasn't quite ready. But we always had planned to give him a good break after his last campaign and give the horse either one or two runs and then give him a short break again leading into the championship. So that's the type of long-term preparation you've got to have. You've got to have a horse that, even if you are aiming at the country championship qualifiers, you've got to have a program that suits to keep the horse up and running for the final, because it's a long preparation to the final after most cases, say, Musselbrook, Scone, and one other graft, I think it is, that come later in the month. You know, traditionally places like Dubbo and Goulburn and Bathurst all start off very early, and it's even Albury. It's a long time to keep a horse up, so you've got to have the right preparation. You've got to have the right young horse coming through, and most importantly, a horse that hasn't won very many races but has a high rating. Otherwise, you just won't get into them.
So I say it's such a fine balancing act because you've got to always anticipate what's going to happen in some cases, haven't you?
Well, look, you've just got to have good planning, as you mentioned. And, you know, we've got quite a number of horses aimed at going there that we've had in mind for quite a while. And, you know, the likes of Highway 66, she's a very promising filly. I think that she's one of the better ones I've got in my stable last preparation. She just bruised up in the feet, and she put a couple of sort of below expectation or runs in, but you know, behind the scenes, there's things that happen at home that you really, you know, you're doing your best to get them to the races, and unfortunately, it's not always perfect. But she's had a good break. She's back in work now. She's in Maria. We've given her time to develop a bit more heel and feet, and she's come back much stronger. A horse like Acquittal, who ran third in the race last year, has been aimed at this particular race, and he'll have his first run in January, and aimed up at having at least a couple of runs leading into the championships. Once again, these horses are all around about 65 rating, so I believe that you're going to need a 65 and above to guarantee a run in the championship qualifiers, particularly here in Goulburn. So we aim these horses to make sure that they've got enough points to begin with, and anything that hasn't, we need to sort of really plan their preparation so that they're going to be going in with as high rating as possible. But, you know, we've got horses like My Blue Jeans, ran fifth in the Greys race over the Fleming Carnival. Chewbacca, of course, Coupe de Main went out for a three-week spell after Saturday, and he'll come back and be aimed at having either one or two runs leading into the championship race. We've got a horse called Toots that's a very well-performed horse that Ben Smith trained. Had nine starts, three wins, 3 seconds and a third. She's a beautiful filly. She's being set for it. Perino, which has had eight starts, very nice horse that ended up with a bone chip last preparation, and he's had surgery. He's come back with a bit of pre-training aimed at the championship race. He's had eight starts, two wins, 2 seconds, and a third. A horse that people in the Northern Hunter region would know, a horse called Flocky. Very talented horse that Ben Smith had. If you remember the horse, he was a good thing beaten at Muswellbrook with Josh Adams on, and I think he won his maiden. It's gained by about 10 or 12 lengths. He's had four starts, two wins, a last start Canterbury winner, and a horse like Big Like a Fox. So we've got plenty there, and we've got a couple of unraced three-year-old Bonhoeffer, all sister to Don't Give a Damn. So we've got a lot of horses that we're aiming that way, and hopefully it'll all come together.
All right. Well, all in all, you have got, it looks like, a whole heap of arrows there in the quiver ready to fire. You got a few good chances. They've all got to stay in one piece, though, Danny. That's the thing. As we both know, you can have more today and nothing tomorrow.
Exactly, Cozzy. You've got to just take your time, give yourself plenty of timing to make sure that you're not under any pressure. I think when you're under pressure, things go wrong. So it's all a matter of just placing them and timing them.
Exactly. Danny, good to catch up. Good luck Saturday. And thanks for the update too on the championship horses.
Thank you, Cosby. Thank you.